Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's good to be with you this morning.
弟兄姊妹早晨, 有機會和大家在一起的敬拜是我的榮幸。
On behalf of my wife, Jean, she's here today. We just want to tell you how much we have been looking forward to coming this morning.
我和代表我太太 Jean今天都在一起坐在這裡的。 都在這裡很想去多謝大家,亦都表達我們其實很渴望著今天早上可以和大家一起分享神的說話。
As Pastor Anthony mentioned a few things this morning, me being here is his fault.
我今早都跟羅牧師說過,其實今天請我來到這裡,這是他的錯誤。
During the time that your pastor was with us, I was grateful to God that I was given a new friend.
當羅牧師去年在我們的機構的時候,我去感謝神,因為神將一個好的朋友帶到我們中間。
It is a real encouragement to those of us that serve the Lord to meet pastors, church leaders that also have a servant's heart.
特別好感恩的就是, 牧者同樣有一個服侍的心來到我們當中去服侍。
I have also been aware of very familiar faces in your church. Pastor Justin and his wife, I was had the privilege of serving with them at the Tri-Cities Church for a number of years.
我都在這裡很高興見到很多的老朋友,其中包括陳傳道和他太太,當日我們大家都在三聯市的時候一起有侍奉的機會。
7 years ago, I had the opportunity of officiating a wedding ceremony for Ian and Sandy Chen.
亦都在多年前,都有幸去為到 Ian 和 Sandy他們的婚禮去證婚。
So the Lord has been very gracious in keeping me on the straight and narrow by surrounding me with God's people.
神好恩待我,讓到我在過日子裡經常跟神的自己兒女在一起。
This morning, I would like to share with you, I think, a message that is more from my heart than usually kind of like an expositional message.
今天早上我和大家分享的,和平時就這樣去解經有點不同,因為今天你的經文是在我心裡面是很寶貴的一篇經文。I
hope that what I share, which is based on God's Word, will give you some idea of what I do in ministry for Union, with Union Gospel Mission.
今天早上我盼望著透過這個經文,亦都透過神的話語,去讓我有機會分享我的事工,特別是分享到聯合福音教會的工作。
I'm not here to promote the ministry of UGM. I'm here to challenge you to do the same in your community.
我今天早上絕對不是在這裡去為聯合福音教會來賣廣告,相反地的,我今天早上是希望向你發出一個挑戰, 挑戰你同樣在你的社區裏面去關顧你身邊的人。
I took time this week to reflect on my ministry over the last 40 years.
我這個禮拜用了一些時間去回想反思過40年裏面我自己的侍奉生活。
One of the things that I discovered is that I have the same challenge as Brother Michael. I turned 61. 哈哈哈哈 I'm referring to his memory.
No, actually, you're referring to my actual age as well, probably.
No, I made a mistake there. I don't know. I can't. He's only 35. I'm 61.
牧師真的太幽默了。講到神都找我開玩笑才行。我們其實大家有很多共通的東西,其中包括我們的年紀,還有包括我們的記憶力都很相似。
But I was told by my doctor on Friday that 61 is actually my blood pressure.
不過呢,雖然說到我的年紀可能已經61歲,但其實呢,我的醫生剛剛說到,其實我的血壓可能都是61那麼高,那麼低一點其實可能是。Seriously
though, as I look back over the years that God has given me to serve, I realize that my life has been one of brokenness.
但當我回想這麼多年的侍奉裡面,我看見其實神讓我的是一個破碎的心。
If you talk to my wife, she will confirm that I have made many mistakes and I have failed many, many times.
如果你有机会同师母倾偈，师母话到俾你听，就系、喺我嘅侍奉嗰里边，我同样有好多嘅失落，有好多嘅失败，甚至乎咧，做错咗，做咗啲唔系咁正确嘅嘢。
But in God's grace, I have also experienced much blessing and success in special moments with Him.
但系同样嘅，神佢只恩典足够，以致到我喺好多嘅困难嘅里边，同样亦都有好多嘅成功，有好多嘅喜乐，亦都咧为佢做咗好多事情。
You would think that after so many years being a Christian, given the good Bible teaching, that I would have a fairly good understanding of what it means to be truly spiritual.
或者你会谂，我已经侍奉咗咁多年，行过咁多嘅路，你或者会觉得咧，可能我都好明白咩叫做属灵嘅生活。
But when I visit a Christian bookstore, I feel very inadequate as I see mountains of books.Of brilliant Bible teachers and spiritual giants who reveal to me that I'm not very spiritual at all.
但系当我去到书室去睇书嘅时候，睇见咁多咁多唔同嘅书本，有好多嘅属灵伟人佢哋嘅著作嘅时候，我就体会到其实我所行过嘅路其实唔算得乜嘢嘢。
I believe that age would teach me all that I needed to know, and when I was older, I would have learned all of life's lessons.
或者我会谂，我行过咁多，我经过咁长嘅人生路，行过咁多路之后，或者我会学咗好多嘅功课需要学嘅嘢。
But guess what? Now I am older, a lot older, and I still seem to feel that being spiritual is a secret to me.
然而，我可以话俾你知，就系虽然行过好似好多嘅路，我仍然体会我一个属灵嘅生活对我嚟讲，好似仍然系一个嘅奥秘。
Yet people still call me a pastor.
虽然啲人会称呼我做牧师。
So how can someone like me, stumbling through his Christian life, think that he has anything to share to make a difference in the world for Jesus?
咁究竟你会去问我？虽然行过咁多嘅路，或者跌低过咁多次，我嘅分享又点样嘅可以去帮助你哋去体会神嘅道理咧
？It depends on what.I guess you and I think being spiritual is.
其实好重要嘅，亦都系在乎我哋自己点样睇咩叫属灵。
Is it the person who prays all day long and reads his Bible constantly?
系咪嗰啲时时祷告、时时去读圣经嘅人呢
？Is it the person who never gets upset when life challenges them?
定抑或咧，其实嗰啲咧遇见各种困难嘅时候，都唔会因为咁而发脾气、发怒嘅人呢
？Do you believe that your special relationship to God?Allows you to look down on people who have not got their life together yet?
系咪或者你同神有一个好嘅关系，好特别嘅关系，以至到你见到其他人嘅时候，觉得佢哋你条命都系唔系咁正喎
？I ask myself, is that the reality that I live in?
我有阵时我都问自己，其实我自己过嘅生活系点样嘅生活咧
？What about the reality of living daily?
咁我哋日常生活嗰个现实又系点样嘅一回事咧？
The community that you and I live in is growing immensely quick.
当我睇我哋生活嘅社区嘅时候，我睇见其实我哋社区好快嘅喺度增长紧。
We are raising families where costs go up, but our paychecks do not.
我哋其实睇见我哋生活嘅指数不停嘅上升，相反地，我哋嘅人工就好似唔系咁快啦。
We own two pets and a dishwasher that has now become broken.
Sorry, say that
again. Yeah, we own two pets.Dogs,
yeah, yeah, cats, yeah. cows. Yeah. 我们有两个嘅宠物喺屋企。
And then the dishwasher that's broken too.
哦，原来屋企咧仲要有两只宠物，同埋咧我屋企嗰个洗碗机都要坏埋添。
Maybe you are single, working 60 to 80 hours a week, and you have friends that make more money than you do.
又或者你可能系单身一个月一个星期咧做60至80个星期嘅钟头嘅工作。但系发觉其他人好似比你更加富有。
Maybe you are divorced and a single parent trying to heal from the scars of rejection.
又或者你可能系单亲嘅父母，而你同时又喺度修复紧自己好多嘅内心嘅创伤。
Or maybe you live life and you're struggling and you're wondering why does that happen to me?
又或者你喺你嘅生活嘅里边不停好多挣扎，喺度成日问点解啲事情喺我身上发生呢？
No matter what you are going through, these are realities in your life that challenge your thinking about your relationship with God.
无论乜嘢事情发生都好啦，可能你都不停地喺度问个问题，就系我同神点样嘅关系如何咧
？In John chapter 4, Jesus meets a woman, and we will hopefully learn from four principles that will help us to understand our need to be truly spiritual.
当我哋睇约翰福音第四章嘅时候，我哋都睇见有四个嘅真理喺度，或者都容让我哋喺里边去认识乜嘢叫做属灵嘅生命。
The first principle I'd like to leave with you this morning is we need to recognize our need to be real.
第一个嘅原则，我很想同大家分享嘅就系，我哋需要知道其实我哋嘅需要系好真实嘅。
Unfortunately, in many religious circles, pretending to be someone that we are not gives the impression that we have a connection.
有时我哋嘅生活嘅环境，特别喺个教会嘅环节嘅里边，佢令我哋觉得咧，好似我哋嘅需要唔系一个咁大嘅一个问题。
The impression that we have a connection with people when we really don't.
我哋好似同好多人有好多联系，但其实嗰啲联系嗰啲关系其实唔系好存在嘅。
So we choose to wear masks.
所以我哋好多时都戴上一个嘅面具。
Pretending is very convenient because it's efficient and it's uncomplicated and it's quick.
一个嘅伪装其实好容易嘅，亦都咧系令到我哋好多繁琐事情简化咗过嚟。
There's no cost or sacrifice involved in it.
呢度亦都唔需要有啲咩特别嘅牺牲嘅代价。
But true spirituality does not hide behind anyone or anything.
但系一个真正嘅属灵嘅生活系一个唔需要隐藏、唔需要隐蔽嘅一样嘢。
Being truly spiritual means being vulnerable.
一个真正嘅属灵嘅生命是一个愿意去面对困难创伤嘅一个生命。
A meaningful relationship with God and others requires complete honesty.
当我哋讲到我哋同神有一个真正嘅关系嘅时候，讲紧嘅系我哋一份嘅真诚嘅去面对神。
Being honest about your faults and your feelings is necessary.
真正嘅咁样面对我哋自己嘅错误。同样的真正面对我们自己的感受。
In this wonderful Bible passage, Jesus created an environment for this woman to feel safe.
在这个段经文里面，我们看见主耶稣很奇妙地去创造一个很安全的环境给这个妇人。
He didn't make programs or fancy little gimmicks to draw this woman to her.
在这里看见其实主耶稣并没有设计一个什么特别的活动，或者你用一啲咩个方法去令到呢、这个去带呢个妇人嚟到佢跟前。
There was something about Jesus that allowed this woman to be open about who she was and where she was going。
我哋呢度睇见嘅主耶稣系令到呢个妇人却系好愿意嘅嚟到主耶稣跟前，去坦然嘅去承认自己一个点样嘅生活。
God always uses openness, your openness and my openness to open the hearts of others.
神是很乐意的去用你自己那份的坦诚，用我们自己的坦诚去向我们讲说话，改变一些东西。
It is so important that when we speak into the lives of others, that we do not lead them to believe we are something that we are not.
所以我们绝对不是要去带人去相信我们根本不是的那个人。
We all have challenges and secrets.
我们每个人都有我们自己的隐蔽，都有我们自己的困难。
No one is perfect.
没有一个人是完全的。
The Bible is full of examples of this kind of life.
我们看一本圣经的时候，我们发觉圣经里面往往都是记述着很多不完全的人的生命。
There is Abraham, there is David, there is Jeremiah, and there is Job.
当中有记述到亚伯拉罕，有记述到耶利米，有记述到约伯。
And of course, there was Moses, who was always honest about his feelings.
当然也有摩西，摩西是一个很真诚去面对自己感受的人。
He complained, he questioned, he criticized, and he argued with God.
他发怒，他去向神发出挑战，他问神很多的问题。
But God didn't seem to be bothered by it.
但似乎神一点都不介意。
How many times have we lost the opportunity to reach out to others?
我们在我们的生活里面有多少次我们都失去了一个向其他人去外展的机会呢？
Because we are afraid that they will see us for who we really are. Why are some churches not a safe place? Is this church a safe place for those who are hurting? God doesn't want this church to be perfect. God wants this church to be honest. It's okay to be real. In fact, it takes extreme courage to be real today.
更加重要的，其实我哋需要好大嘅勇气，我哋先至可以过一个真实、真诚嘅教会嘅生活。
Because to be real, excuse me, because to be real forces us to look beyond ourselves.
因为当我哋话我哋要做一个真诚嘅教会嘅时候，意思就系话我哋需要坦诚嘅去面对自己。
The second thing I want to share with you this morning is that we need to recognize that we are incomplete.
第二个原则我想带出来的就是我们需要明白知道其实我们是不完全的。We
as God's people need to understand that we are a work in progress.
我们需要在神的面前承认其实我们是一个不停地改进的一个工程。We
are people that are not finished.
我们并不是已经达到我们要去达到的地步。Being
unfinished means we are broken.
当我们说到我们未完全的意思，即是说其实我们同样是一个破碎的人。Yet
with God's leading, we are still growing and developing each day.
然而，藉着神自己的恩典缘故，我们继续每日在成长。Jesus
reminded the woman that her understanding of God was not yet complete.
主耶稣在提醒这个妇人，告诉她，其实你对神的认识并不是完全。But
in verse 21 to verse 24, Jesus assures her that at the right time, she would receive the clear picture of who God was.
然而在21节到24节里面，主耶稣就告诉这个妇人，在合适的时间里面，你就会知道谁是那个神。The
work of God in our lives will never be finished until we meet Jesus face to face.
我们一生在世上，我们的事情不会完成，直到我们回去见神的面为止。
But for some reason, there are those who walk in the faith who have believed that their journey is done.
然而在当中，亦都会有人觉得我们要行的路已经行完了。Some
people believe this is called retirement.
或者有些人会觉得这个就叫做退休的意思。People
ask me if I'm retiring.
亦都有些人会问到，喂，其实你是不是已经退休了？I
just tell them I'm tired.
我只会答他们，或者其实可能我很累啊。
I believe that we don't retire as Christians, but we retread.
我觉得其实我们作为基督徒是永远都不会退休的。
As long as I am breathing, I am not allowed to retire.
当我一生还有气息的时候，我就不能够退休下来。
I retire when Jesus sees me face to face, and that's when I retire.
当到神见我与我面对面相见的时候，那一刻就真正的退休了。
Our spiritual growing does not stop, nor does our service to the Master. True spirituality is not how much we do for Jesus. It is a growing relationship with the Lord that has one purpose.
相反地，是一个我同神一个永远继续不停地长进的一个关系。
That purpose is to know God better each day.
而这个目标就是让我每一天更加认识神。
Our spiritual journey is not a test that we need to pass.
我们的属灵生活并不是一个我们需要过关的一个考试。
It's not a grade that we have to achieve.
也不是我需要考到某一个分数才安乐。
It is something completely different.
相反，这个是完全不同的一件事。
It is going through times of testing to build our spiritual muscles and endurance.
相反地，是一个去建立我在属灵里边嘅一份嘅肌肉同埋能力。
This teaches us to rely on Him again and again to be more like Him.
这个佢系教导我更加切切嘅，越嚟越要像耶稣自己。
John chapter 15 verse 5 says that apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音15章第5节里面，主耶稣讲到：如果你离了我，没有一样嘢你可以做。
It means trusting Jesus, who says we are a product of His grace.
意思就是说, 我们其实就是祂恩典里面的果子。
Grace is what God gives us, gives that to us that we don't deserve.
恩典意思就是说, 其实我们本来不配, 但是神却将这件事给了我们。
Mercy is what God gives us to keep us from what we do deserve.
怜悯是因为我们本来不配, 却将这些事赐了给我们。
Too many of us are trying to become spiritual by doing things.
对于我们很多人来说,我们都会致力地这样做一些事,以至到我们可以得到恩典。
We try to do things in our own strength, only leading us to be frustrated.
但是却是我们藉着自己因着自己能力的缘故,以至到我们越做就越受罚。
God has allowed me to serve at Union Gospel Mission for nearly 20 years.
神用让我在过20年里面,在联合福音教会中去侍奉。
And there is no way that I could even do that on my own strength.
我得去承认,其实我没办法靠自己的能力,这样的在这20年里面去侍奉。
Because ministry deals with people's choices.
因为事情,因为事工的目标,是要容让人去做自己的选择。
And we can't change them or force them or manipulate them.
我们绝对不能够去强迫或者去改造人的想法。
We must help people own their choices.
我们必须要去鼓励人,让人去自己作他自己的选择。
I've often said that if it wasn't for people, the ministry would be easy.
我都可以告诉你,如果在我侍奉里面其实没有人的话,这个是最正又最容易做的侍奉。
But that's what the church is about. It's about relationships and people.
所以我就讲到,其实教会最重要的,就是最重要的是讲到关系,最重要讲到的是人的关系。
The third thing I want to share with you this morning is that we need to recognize that we are inadequate.
第三,我今天想跟大家讲的,就是我们需要承认其实我们是不足的。
If you've lived a Christian life for any length of time, you soon realize that truly being spiritual is not something that comes easy to all of us.
我需要去强调的就是,或者大家都已经很明白,就是其实一个属灵的生命绝对不是那么容易就得到的。
Instead of placing total trust in God, we try to create fancy worship services and programs that we think will draw people to Jesus.
我们很多时用很多方法设计很多不同的聚会,以至到我们可以更加亲近神,但其实我们搞错了。
All through the Bible, we see examples of committed holy men and women.
我们在圣经里面看见很多属灵的人,男男女女。
These were God-loving, courageous, brilliant, loyal, passionate followers.
这些很多都是很有爱神,又很有勇气,又愿意跟随神的人。
But these same people were murderers, adulterers, and many with emotional problems.
同时,他们很多也有很多情绪的问题,甚至犯了很多不同的罪的人。
These mixed up human beings were the most unlikely choices for God's work.
也都同时你都去想,这些为什么会是神去拣选的人呢?
You remember Noah after leaving the ark in victory?
你还记不记得罗亚离开方舟的时候,心里面那份的兴奋呢?
He was found later to be drunk and naked.
跟着他就喝醉酒,还要赤身露体了。
And who could forget Moses, the master of excuses?
有谁会忘记摩西作为一个很多借口的一个人呢?
He tried to convince God that he was not able to do anything for Jesus.
他也曾经跟神说过,我是无能的,我什么都不可以帮你做的。
And of course, we have Jonah and David to support this whole truth.
同样的,我们中国的时候也都看见约拿,看见大卫,同样一模一样,都有很多不同的软弱地方。
God loves to use imperfect, ordinary people to do extraordinary things for Him.
然而神却愿意去用一些很普通的人，却为他成就一些非凡的事情。
And I can say that I'm one of them.
而我们都需要去承认，其实我们都就是其中的一个。
Can people come to this church to be loved unconditionally?
人来到这个教会，可不可以是无条件的去被爱呢?
Can they come just as they are?
人可不可以来到这里就是他自己的,这样来到这个教会里面呢?
Or do visitors or strangers have to meet certain expectations?
定要说,来到这个教会的时候,需要满足我们一些对他的前设的要求呢?
Do they have to prove that they are worthy to worship with you in this place? Does this church only receive those who make us comfortable and safe?
这个教会是不是只是去迎接那些令到我们觉得是很安全、很舒服的人呢?
What are those self-centered things in our lives that keep others from seeing Jesus?
其实可能就是我们自己的自我中心的缘故，以致令到其他人没办法来到这里寻得见上帝。
That leads me to one more principle.
这个带至到我去到另一个的原则。
We need to recognize that we depend on Jesus alone.
我们需要去认识的就是我们需要唯一依靠我们的主耶稣。
Many in the Christian community have bought into the lie that being spiritual happens by running faster.
很多时候我们都以为我们去为神走得更快就更正更好。
What I'm saying is that we are to do more than being more.
但我需要提出的就是
You know, Michael, you're very good at this.
Yes, I always challenge
Thank
people.
You. I'm encouraged and blessed by this whole experience. This is wonderful. I'm going to hire you to come in with me from now on.
Sorry, you feel like that?
Yeah,
sure,
I'll
yes,
make it worth your while. Sorry.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm saying that we need, many in the Christian community, we have bought believing a lie that we are to do more than being more.
正话其实听唔到嘅啫，老人家耳仔埋埋地噶啦。我正话其实牧师讲嘅意思就系，其实我哋好多时会搏命，希望做多啲，做多啲，做多啲，忘记咗我哋自己其实系边个。
What keeps the Christian today from growing is not always sin, but speed.
好多时我哋令到教会唔能停滞不前，能够再发展，唔系因为我哋嘅罪，嗱，因为我哋自己嘅自我。
We're going as fast as we can through life, and God is nowhere to be found.
我们走得太快了，快到连上帝都不知道去哪里。 We
don't necessarily reject God, we just don't have time for him.
我们不是拒绝神于门外，而是其实我们太忙碌了，没时间给神。
We have lost him rushing to church and leaving the church.
我们太过匆忙地赶入教会，然后很匆忙地赶，碌出教会。
We don't struggle with the Bible, but the clock.
我们其实不会用花时间去跟圣经搏斗，不过其实我们是跟钟在搏斗。We're
not really bad people, we're just too busy.
我们并不是坏人，不过我们是大忙人。The
consequences of fast living have created our inability to focus on relationships and the building of community.
其实很多时候我们的问题是，我们忘记了去建立关系和建立我们这个社群。
By creating more programs and policies, we place more demands on paid staff and worn-out volunteers.
其实我们设计更加多的活动，设计更加多的项目，设计更加多的不同的policy，即是设计很多的规条，只是令到我们的受薪的同工更加辛苦，只是令到那些愿意自愿的弟兄姐妹更加觉得我都是不回来帮忙了。
This results in exhaustion and burnout.
以致到我们有更多的消耗，以致到有更多的弟兄姊妹觉得被劳损。
Fast living today has caused the church to become desperate.
因为我们的快速的步伐，以致到教会越来越衰残。
We desperately place resources and time into our ministries.
我们将很多的时间摆在我们的事工上高。
To keep up with the other churches in the community.
亦都要令到我们自己和其他教会，在社区里面其他教会的步伐一同。
I've tried that, and it sure takes a lot of energy.
我都曾经试过这样的，我都可以告诉你，其实是很浪费气力的。
Technology has also taught us to expect things that we want right now.
科技也都教我们学习得，所有东西要即时就要有的。
And that includes becoming spiritual.
当然。 亦都包括埋属灵嘅生命都要即时要有嘅。
Our focus is always being efficient instead of being effective.
我哋好多时重点就系在乎于我哋要系好省时省劲嘅，而忘记咗我哋需要系好有效。
And there is a difference between the two of them.
其实呢两者系有好大嘅唔同嘅。
We stress the need to do for God instead of being the person God wants you to be.
我们很多时强调的是我们要去为神工作，而忘记了我们要作神，愿意我们去作的那个身份。
The woman in John chapter 4 was in need.
約翰福音第四章裡面講到的這個婦人就是這樣。
Jesus stopped to focus on her.
主耶穌停下來, 專注看著她。
She was considered a failure.
她是罪裡面的失敗者。
A moral disaster.
她是一個道德裡面的淪落的人。
A woman with a bad reputation.
也是有很多壞名聲的一個人。
Who could have also damaged Jesus' reputation.
同樣他都可以隨時去傷害主耶穌的名聲。
But a gentle and caring Jesus leads this woman to a true desire for God.
然而主耶穌他是恩慈,很gentle,很細心地帶他去到神的面前。
He did this instead of focusing on her mistakes.
主耶穌並沒有專注住他所做錯的事情。
This woman who was so troubled,
这个很有受困惑的妇人,
now wants everyone to meet Jesus.
就却是因为这样的缘故,而很愿意渴慕着其他人同样也都能够认识耶稣。
And that is revealed for us in John chapter 4, verse 28 to 29.
这个就是讲到《约翰福音》第四章第27和第28节。
I'd like to leave you this one story and as my closing, and I hope it will help you to understand what I've been trying to say this morning.
最後我想跟大家分享一個故事,希望這個是可以留在大家心裡,也能夠總結下最後分享的故事。
I would like to share with you a story of a little boy.
我想跟大家分享的是一個小朋友的故事。
He was walking by a pet shop on his way to school.
他有一天他上學的時候經過一個寵物店。
He stopped and he stared through this large window.
他停下来,在这儿凝望着这个窗柱。
Inside this store were four black puppies playing together.
在里面,他看见有四只小狗仔,这四只小狗仔在这儿玩着。
After school, he ran home and he asked his mother if he could have one of those puppies.
他于是上完课之后,就回家了,妈妈,我们可不可以有一只狗啊?
Here are the famous words for any of you who've ever had a pet that a child wants.
这个,相信很多,如果家里曾经为你的小孩养过动物的,你都一定会说过这个说话的了。
I'll take care of it, Mom.
那小孩就说,妈,我会凑那只狗的。
He also said, if you could give me an advance on my allowance,
如果你先给我零用钱呢,
I will have enough money to buy one of those puppies.
我就一定会够钱去买这只宠物狗回来的了。
And here are the other horrible words.
接着你会听到另一个说话就是说,
Please, Mom, please.
麻烦了, 给我买只狗啊。
The mother, knowing full well the work that would be involved with raising a puppy,
妈妈很知道其实要养只狗的代价是什么,
said to her son,
就会跟他儿子说,
okay, you can get the puppy if you will take care of it.
妈妈就会说,好啦,如果你去好好地照顾只狗,那你可以买的。
The boy said, yes, Mom, I will.
那儿子当然说,妈,我一定会的。
I want to tell you, it doesn't work.
不过告诉你,其实这个是行不通的。
Anyways, the little boy was excited and he ran to the store.
不过无论如何,
he was so excited that he was going to have a new puppy.
因为他很高兴,
when the pet owner realized that the little boy had enough money,
当这个宠物店的主人知道这个小朋友已经有足够的零用钱买只狗的时候,
the pet store owner brought him one of the little black puppies.
这个店主就将一只黑色的狗仔给了这个小朋友。But
the little boy noticed that there was another puppy in the corner.
但这个小朋友很快就发觉在这个宠物店里面还有另一只狗仔。Little
boy asked why the little puppy in the corner was not for sale.
接着这个小朋友就问店主,为什么角落头那只狗仔不卖的?
The pet owner says, you don't want that one, it's crippled.
店主就跟小孩说,你不会想买那只狗,因为那只狗是瘸腿的,跛脚的。
The shop owner said, just look how he just sits there and does nothing.
跟住個店主就話：你睇下嗰只狗啊，佢乜都唔識做嘅，淨係識得坐喺度嘅啫。
Something is wrong with one of its legs, so it can't play like the other ones.
佢有其中一隻腳有啲問題，所以佢唔識得玩，佢又唔識得走路嘅。
So please choose another one.
所以你揀另一隻啦。
The little boy just stood there quietly, and then he rolled his pant leg up.
跟住咧，呢個小朋友就睇住呢只狗，跟住就拎起佢只腳。
When the little boy rolled his pant leg up.There was exposed a leg brace.
跟住咧，佢拎起呢只狗嘅时候咧，佢就发觉呢只狗其实有一个嘅对唔住，呢个小朋友跟住佢卷起佢自己嘅裤脚，跟住就话咗俾个店主知，其实佢自己嗰只脚都系一只假脚。
The little boy said, "No, sir, I will take that puppy in the corner."
跟住佢就同个店主讲，其实唔紧要嘅，我会带嗰只瘸腿嘅狗走噶啦。
I am broken.
其实我都是破碎的。
Jesus has taken that which has crippled me and is using me to help others find those who are crippled.
主耶稣寻找了这个破碎的人，也都要用我去继续为他寻找其他破碎的人。
We need to understand and accept that we are truly broken.
我们需要明白我都需要接受，其实我哋每个人同样都系有破碎。
When we understand we're broken, we will learn to love like Jesus does.
当我哋体会自己嗰份嘅破碎嘅时候，我哋都学识得点样好似主耶稣咁样去爱其他嘅人。
As much as God has blessed our churches with resources,
神爱我哋，将好多嘅资源放喺我哋教会嘅里头。
The best resource in this world is you and me.
但其实最好的资源乃是你同埋我。
People do not need resources; they need relationships.
人唔系需要资源，人需要嘅系一份嘅关系。
Where I serve at UGM, we do not have lots of resources.
喺我侍奉嘅联合福音教会里边，其实我哋嘅资源唔多。
But we have a committed team of believers.That love the people like Jesus does.
但系我哋却有一班爱神嘅一班嘅肢体，就好似主耶稣爱我哋一样嘅肢体。
And every morning at staff meeting, we come to Jesus to be told and reminded that we are broken.
我哋每天嘅早上，我哋一班嘅同工站喺一齐嘅时候，我哋都互相提醒，其实我哋每个人都系破碎受伤嘅人。
And when we realize we are broken, we are able to provide for the needs of those people on the street who come to us every day.
当我们体会自己一份的破碎伤害的时候，我们同样的也都懂得关心我们身边服侍那些受伤的人。
And I'm very proud to say on behalf of the Lord that that includes the salvation of people.
我们在这里很高兴地跟大家讲，当中这份的医治，这份的服侍，也都包括这班人的得救。
One more thing before I sit down, and I want to share this with you because it involves your pastor.
最后一样我想同大家去分享嘅。
Last summer, Pastor Anthony met a man named Randy.
去年嘅时候咧，罗牧师喺我哋嘅机构里边认识咗一个嘅人，佢名叫 Randy.
Randy came to us 8 years ago.
Randy 喺八年前已经开始参加我哋嘅机构。
When Randy met Pastor Anthony last summer,
当到 Randy 去年遇见罗牧师的时候呢
Randy shared his journey with your pastor.
Randy 将他生命的历程和罗牧师分享。
What Randy also learned is that he gained a new friend in Pastor Anthony.
Randy 都学习到他成为罗牧师一个新的好朋友。
Because your pastor planted a seed in Randy's life.
因为罗牧师将一个种子摆咗喺 Randy 嘅心嘅里边。
I had the privilege of baptizing Randy last May.
所以过去嘅五月份嘅时候，我有机会去为 Randy 系做洗礼。
So God calls us who are broken to help the broken, like God calls this church to do the same.
神其实呼召每一个受破碎的人来到这个地方，为的要去服侍更多受破碎的人。
I wish to thank you for allowing me to share with you this morning. I also thank you for supporting Union Gospel Mission. We look forward to supporting you in you helping the broken in your community. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.
多谢大家，亦都愿神祝福你。